oh my God. Isn't that powerful? Because there's no fear in the gospel. How many times he say, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Why? Because it's never again just about us. It's about Him in us and Him through us. And when we're living for Him, He will back Himself up and reveal Himself and reveal His glory through the heart of faith. You get it? Come on, that's a big deal. How many times we just pray because of the problem? Most of our prayer lives are ruled and motivated by what's wrong instead of what's right. Think with me. See how silly I feel. See, if you're praying because of what's wrong, you're discouraged, you can't locate your joy, and even in the midst of trouble, you're overwhelmed by it and you're influenced by it, and it becomes the potter in your life. When you're in true Bible faith and you see through the eye of God and you're coming from the perspective of the kingdom, even when things aren't changing, it doesn't change you. Because you're in Him and you're who you are because of Him. That's why it's joy unspeakable. That's why it's peace that surpasses understanding. It's the joy of your salvation. It's not the joy of your circumstance. It's the joy of your salvation. And that's what you attack your circumstance with. Your right standing. You get it? That's why John had the right to represent Jesus to a man that was blown away and had no clue. Did the man have faith?
No.
Was that necessary?
No.
Isn't that something? We in the church think that man has to believe to receive. That man was freaked out. I can introduce you to lots of folks if we could track them all down that just said, oh my gosh, I don't believe this. We say, well, go ahead and rejoice and believe it. He's just that good.